right. I could bite your love, say, yeah, yeah, yeah. She ain't coming out breakfast. She ain't having no clothes. Courage in the thing. She walked the big road. I could bite your love, say, no, no. I'm gonna steal me a shotgun in a box of shell. My shoe corrido, let it see her fall. I can bite your love, say no, no, no. Corrido, corrido, why you stay late night? Your hair ring a bell, your clothes, it fitting you. Right. I could bite your love, say, well, well, well. Corrie, Corrie, why you been so long? You ain't got nobody be late past you. I could bite your love, say, hey, hey.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is Dark Night Blues.
Fixing to die. I'm looking funny in my eyes. gonna leave on fixing to die. I know I was born to die, but I ain't leave my children crying. That's the show we live, the show we born to die, show we born to die. That's the show we live, show we born to die. I know I was born to die, but I ain't to leave my children crying. Your mother treated me, children, like I was her baby child, was her baby child. Your mother treated me like I was her baby child. That's why I tried so hard to come back home to die. So many nights at the fireside, how my children mother would cry, how my children mother would cry. So many nights at the fireside, how my children mother would cry. Cause I told the mother I had to say goodbye. Look over yonder on the barren ground, on the barren ground. Look over yonder on the barren ground. Yon stand 10,000 standing still, let me down. Mother, take my children back before they let me down, before they let me down. Mother, take my children back, oh, they let me down. I don't need them screaming, crying, and all they graveyard ground.
My black gal out last night, looked through the keyhole file, saw her had a big fella in there, mixing up all my flowers. I told her, no, I don't want you black gal no more. I'ma wait and get me a yellow gal, and I'ma let this black gal now go. And was standing upon the street the other day, looking through the prism, when I find out she was done gone, back one of them long rivers. I told her, no, I don't want you black gal no more. I'ma wait and get me a yellow gal, and I'ma let this black gal now go. I was standing up on the corner, looking through feminine men. See my gal, she's coming down. What is be your name? I told her, no, I don't want no black gal no more. I'ma wait and get me a yellow gal, and I'ma let this black gal soon go. Man was standing up on the street, waiting to have a little fun. Here come a fella running across the street, trying to pull out his gun. I told him, no, I don't mean this black gal no good. I wouldn't have me a black gal, now big man, now if I could. He stands there a little while, then he began to cry. My left foot and right foot got tickled. I had to turn sideways to keep from flying. I told him, no, I don't want that black gal no more. I'ma wait and get me a yellow gal. God knows I'ma let this old black gal go. Went down on the corner, looking at her fast. She walked to me and asked me, Daddy, would you buy me one of these brand new dresses? I told her, no. I don't want no black gal no more. I'ma wait and get me a yellow gal, and I'ma let this black gal go. Looking at the evening sun go down. I was standing my back door, looking at the evening sun go down. I was standing wondering if my woman was in this town. She left me this morning, she carried away all my clothes. I'm gonna find that woman. I don't care where she goes.
Heard Clifford Gibson with Bad Luck Dice, recorded in 1929 from his Complete Recorded Works. Before that, Blind Norris singing Sundown Blues in 1929, and that was with Whistlin' Alex Moore on the piano. You can find that on Whistlin' Alex Moore's Complete Recorded Works as well. Tallahassee Tight, or Louis Washington, is his proper name, recording Black Gal from 1934. The Great Book of White with Fixin' to Die Blues, recorded, I believe, in the late 30s. You can never really be clear on that. That's from his Complete Recorded Works from 1930 to 1940, though there are plenty others. It's hardly a complete set. Pigmeat Terry with Black Sheep Blues from 1935. And the show began with a more recent recording from Big Joe Williams. That was the traditional Karina from 1972. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS 90.3 FM. I'm Patrick Ferris, and the phone number here is area code 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. We'll be back after this.
Listen to the coolest folk show on Friday mornings, 9:30 to noon. I'm the host, Michael Leahy, and I play rural, honest music, and also have in-studio guests. Tune in Friday mornings at 9:30, and check out the show at www.coolestfolk.com.
The best thing that you can think to do.
Les habla Ricardo Montalbán. Hay muchas maneras de medir el éxito. Para los Shriners son los casi 700,000 niños con problemas ortopédicos o quemaduras que ellos han ayudado tratándolos por toda América del Norte con los últimos adelantos médicos por más de 80 años y completamente gratis. Hay un hospital Shriners que trata a los niños de esta zona. Si conoce a un niño que los Shriners podrían ayudar, llame al 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, dispensando ayuda y esperanza a los niños desde hace más de 80 años.
The Bay Area's Friends of Negro Spirituals Educational Organization. The growing movement to preserve and celebrate the African American and American heritage of the Negro Spirituals. For further information, call area code 415-563-4316 or visit our website at www.dogonvillage.com/Negro, N-E-G-R-O, spirituals, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L-S.
I'm gonna see my mother soon.
Of course, this whole program is dedicated to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know that, anyway. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow men. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. Hard to think that this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Do they ever hope to gain? Will my country fall, stand or fall? Is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead, folks, you'd better stop and think, 'cause we that he is dead. He was for equality, for all people, you and me, full of love and goodwill. Hate was not his way. He was not a violent man. Tell me, folks, if you can, just why was he shot down the other day? He'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with a threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better.
I was 5 years old in Bucktown, Maryland. Went into slavery, I was sent. I'll tell you of the beatings and of the fighting in my 93 years I spent. I helped a field hand make a run for freedom. When my 15th year was rolling round, the guard, he caught him in a little store in a little slavery village town. The boss made a grab to catch the field hand. I jumped in and blocked the door. The boss, he hit me with a 2-pound scale arm, and I went black down on the floor. On a bundle of rags in our log cabin, my mother, she ministered unto my needs. It is here I swore I'd give my lifeblood just to turn my people free. In 44, I married John Tubman. Well, I loved him well till 49. But he would not come and fight beside me. So I left him there behind. I left Bucktown with my two brothers, but they got scared and run back home. I followed my northern star of freedom. I walked the grass and trees alone. I slept in a barn loft and in a haystack. I slept with my people in slavery shacks. They said I died by the boss man's bullets. but I told them I can't turn back. The sun was shining in the early morning when I come to my free state line. I pinched myself to see if I was dreaming. I just could not believe my eyes. I went back home and I got my parents. I loaded them into a buckboard hack. We crossed six states and other slaves followed. Up to Canada made our tracks. One slave got scared and he tried to turn backwards. I pulled my pistol in front of his eyes. I said, get up and walk to your freedom, or by this fireball you will die. When John Brown hit them at Harper's Ferry, my men was fighting right by his side. When John Brown swung upon his gallows, it was then I hung my head and cried, give the black man guns and give him powder to Abe Lincoln. This I said, you've just crippled that snake of slavery. We've got to fight to kill him dead. When we face the guns of lightning and the thunders broke our sleep, after we waded the bloody rainstorms, it was dead men that we reaped. Yes, we faced the zigzag lightning, but it was worth the price we paid. When our thunder had rumbled over, we laid slavery in its grave. Come now and stand around my deathbed, and I will sing some spirit songs. I'm on my way to my greater union. Now my 93 years are gone.
Martin Luther King started something what nobody ever thought one day everybody would be free. The people thought, because the poor black people was begging to be free, looking for freedom, that seemed like it was a crime to some people. Didn't notice it. But the day has come, Martin Luther King said, it would be here one day. is here, coming strong all the time. Every country now, the people want to be free, because they're tired of being held down by leaders. When you can do for yourself, you don't have to have no leaders to do it. Or they're looking out for themselves and they do you wrong. So all we want is freedom. That's what the whole world needs, freedom. You know, when the teachers go to teaching children in school about this piano, instead of telling them to bang on it, they don't have to touch it. Just open this piano and ask them what it means, which you know the children don't know. So you the teacher, and if you don't know yourself, ask somebody. When you open up this piano, you see freedom. You got to tell them it's freedom. And you let them know that nobody can play this piano, play the white keys and don't play the black keys. You got to mix all these keys together to make harmony. And that's what the whole world needs all over, to let people know they want harmony. And the world will become to be one. That will be the day when the lights come on again, all over the world, when I'll be able to shake hands with everybody all over the world. I'm free. And I know I'll feel all right. I'll say, thank you, God, for these precious years you gave to me. And somebody help the blind. Oh Lord, the deaf and dumb, raise the people out the bed. Let them walk around the world again. So I say, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, God, for this precious years you gave to me.
That was the great Barrel House pianist Champion Jack Dupree with the song Freedom from his contemporary record, A Portrait of Champion Jack Dupree. He began his recording career in the 1940s. He was before that quite a good boxer, according to sources, and famous for in the middle of his songs. He said he was his own best appreciator because he would cry in the middle of his own songs because he said they were so beautiful. So maybe you can see why. Before that, Woody Guthrie with Harriet Tubman's ballad. That was both sides of that 78, although this was on CD. That was parts one and two. And the wonderful Nina Simone with Why the King of Love is Dead from her collection of best recordings. All of that, naturally, in honor of Martin Luther King. And we're going to move into your hokum tune of the evening, which tonight is Louis Armstrong singing with Velma Middleton, Baby, It's Cold Outside, recorded in the 1950s.
I really can't stay.
Mama, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
I said it's cold outside.
I wish I knew how.
Tickled to death that you dropped in.
To break this spell.
You better break that spell or go to...
My mother will start to worry.
Mama, what's your hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
And he's gotta go, he's gotta go.
Really, I'd better hurry.
Please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Take some Swiss Chris while I pour.
I think.
Mama, it's bad out there.
Hey, Pops.
What's that?
What's in this drink?
Ain't no fun to be had out there, you know.
This evening has been.
It even started.
So nice and fine.
Take another drink of wine. And maybe you'll change your mind.
Ought to say no, 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 sir.
You don't have to call me sir.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
I really can't stay.
I'm an old ass.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Look here, honey. Look at that window there. You can't go out there in all that bad weather. I wouldn't think of letting you go out there. It'd be stupid of me to do that. You got the wrong window anyway. That a bay window there. See the one that's in the middle there?
Oh, yeah.
Halfway boarded up.
Yeah.
See that outhouse? Ain't no use of you going out there in all that bad weather, getting them two little skis all frostbitten and stuff.
Well, Pops, I didn't tell Mom and Papa where I was going.
You didn't what?
In fact, I sneaked out of the house.
Oh, Velma, don't never do that to your Mom and Papa. You know? You stay here 3 more days, and you go back home to your people then.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
What about my sorrow?
At least there will be plenty implied.
You telling me?
I really can't stay.
I'm that old ass.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Hey, Pops. Really like to stick around.
I wish you would.
Well, I live so far. I live way over on the other side of town, over in the aristocratic part, way over there. Way over there.
Where would that be, honey?
Over on Jackson Street.
Oh. He'd been in town 2 hours and found out where Jackson Street is. She left on the early plane owing me $2 too. Yes, indeed, folks, it's a place, you know, where you can get 2 drinks for 40 cents and come out of the gate and fall flat on your face after that. Take your shoes off, Lucy.
Wait a minute, now, wait a minute.
And let's get juicy.
Got
Shelley, I want the whole round world. Yeah, take my jelly and be laid in a pan. Cook a jelly roll for most any man that loves jelly.
reckon you're gonna meet Paul. Just got here today. My home is way down in the midtown, but that's a far away. Why, everybody for miles and rounds calls me by my name. Now that I'm in your fair town, brother, you know, do me the same. For I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do myself. I'm a clean cut filler from Horner's Corner. You ought to see me cut. I'm a keeper cutting cutie, got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy legged, but I call her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do myself. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do myself. I'm a ping-pong papa from Pitchfork Hill. You ought to see me cut. I'm a ding-dong daddy, got a whiz-bang mama. She's a big, big baby and a wampus kitty. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do myself. I'm a big five papa from Jackson Power. I'm a honey dripping daddy, got a hard hearted baby. She's a sheep shaking shooter, but she can't take me, cause I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas. Yes, sir. You ought to see me do myself. I'm a cider sipper from Thorntop Center. I'm a high-powered topper, got a gal called Susie. She's a bad moving mama, but you can't lose me, because I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do, mister. Stop.
We just heard Arthur Godfrey with I'm a Ding-Dong Daddy, recorded in the 1940s. That was, as usual, with My 78th, played from a record player here in the studio, due to the fact that our record players here don't play 78s, into the studio microphone and out of your radio. But if the quality wasn't so great on your end, don't worry, it wasn't really that great on our end either. It wasn't a great quality 78 in the first place, but I liked the song, and I hope you did too. That was Columbia 37986. Before Arthur Godfrey was the Memphis Jug Band, and with Atchison, with Rucus Juice and Chitlin, recorded sometime between 1932 and 1934. Also, Bertha Ross with the Bessemer Big, I was thinking the Bessemer Big Four, that vocal group I played a little while ago. That was the Bessemer Blues Pickers, with Vance Peterson on the piano and the great Jaybird Coleman on the harmonica. That was My Jelly Blues, recorded in 1927. And your hokum tune was Louis Armstrong with Velma Middleton, Baby It's Cold Outside from the 1950s. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. If you'd like to call the studio, the phone number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. So we've got one more segment, and that'll be it for tonight.
In the bottom, Lord, in our world, in the bottom, world, I'm shoveling dead, Lord, in our world. It's Father Captain, Lord, in our world.
shoulder.
Loaded up. Whoa, in my shoulder. Whoa,
the boss don't believe it.
Loaded up. Whoa, the boss don't believe it. Oh,
no. That is my saddening.
Loaded up.
That was Uncle Dave Makin with Old Dan Tucker, recorded between 1924 and 1926. And before that, Johnny Jackson and Group singing I'm in the Bottom, recorded in the 1960s, I believe, at a Texas prison. It's off the prison songs compilation, Wake Up Dead Man. So I have one more song here to play for you on Dark Knight Blues. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris. This last song is a bit of an eccentric recording I found on that same yodeling compilation I played a little bit from. This song is by the Three Tobacco Tags, and it's called The Yodeling Mule. It's recorded, I think, in the early 1930s, certainly not before the 1940s. Certainly before the 1940s. Anyway, this is the last recording for tonight, and I urge you to stay tuned for Jack Wright, who's coming up next. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.
Johnson had an old gray mule, he hitched him to the cart. He loved that mule and the mule loved him with all that mulish heart. When the rooster crowed, old Johnson knowed that he was a gwine to bray. He rubbed that mule with the leg of a stool and carried him down with a rake. That mule would say, could kick like a ton of brick when both hind leg was loose. He let go at Big Lip Joe and cooked his royal goose. That jigger thought that he had been caught in an awful big cyclone. You can bet that he wished he'd have let that old gray mule alone. That mule would say, rocks and stumps and lumps of yellow clay. He fed him on some wooden pegs. They were his oats and hay. That mule would chow with an ironclad jaw on a pair of dirty socks. He'd wink his eye like he had some power with his mouth plumb full of rocks. That mule would say, "Whoa.